Just reading it, and the Pirates have their name on there four times, and so does Stone Cold.
So whoever wins this series will take the lead with five times now, owning that cup, or trophy, I should say. Booth with it for the Pirates. Now Essenmacher, he'll skate in. He gets in and lost control of it, and he's checked behind the net. Seeing some physical play between these two teams. There's a big hit.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, and he was looking for the hat trick. This is Cam Strusnik. And we got a lot of hits between these two teams right now.
He's lucky he didn't go on that one for a roughing call, because neither one of them had the puck. He just went out and gave him a bump.
I'm sensing some tension between these two teams. Essenmacher and Amon for the faceoff. Coming out with it is Turmel. He'll shoot from the blue line. Pad save. Kennedy trying to get to it. Backhanded by Turmel. Saved by the goalie. Knocked out. And we have a whistle.
Offsides. Well, I thought that one stayed in.
A lot of faceoffs in this second period of play.
I'm amazed those coaches over there. I haven't heard anything out of them. They're all kind of just real stern-faced and not doing any talking tonight.
This has been a different kind of period. In that first period, we saw a lot of fast-paced action, a lot of goals scored. We still have seen a lot of goals scored in the second period, but a lot more whistles in this second period of play. Stone Cold will have it 2-on-2, and that pass gets away from Turmel. Seaman with it around the blue line for the Pirates. He'll dish it back to Rogenbuck. He'll flick it in. Essenmacher will try to chase this one down. Who's got the puck? It's getting knocked around right now. Stone Cold just trying to clear it. And they do. Amon trying to squeak through two defenders to get that puck. Turmel with it now on the left side. Turmel shoots off of Rogenbuck's stick. Gets deflected. Here's another shot by Stone Cold. No good. Booth with it. Amon came up with it. Pirates trying to get the puck, but Stone Cold keeps knocking it away. Right in front of the penalty boxes where all the action is taking place right now. Now Rogenbuck gets it. Skates in. Behind the net, lost control. I don't think anyone knows where the puck is. Now one of the Pirates finds it, but now it gets turned over. Here comes Stone Cold. A 2-on-2. Slapper from the blue line. Hit the crossbar. Stokin with it. Oh, and they set up Strusning, who gets it over to Susala. Susala lost control. He'll skate over to the right side, gets the puck back. He's behind the net. Sets up right in front. Strusning unable to get to it. And Stokin will skate after it. Rogenbuck and Booth right by him, but he's able to get around. Now Strusning will skate inside the blue line. Around one defender. Shoots and
right over the top.
He's calling for the puck again on the left side. Slapper gets deflected wide right. Hudson with it now for the Pirates. He'll try to bring it down to the other end. And it gets away, and Stokin will get it for Stone Cold as he'll try to reset. Puck gets tapped around. Essenmacher will skate in the zone with it. Slap shot from the left side as he falls down. No good. Tapping it around. We have a minute 30 to go in this second period of play. Essenmacher. He'll play with it around center ice. Now Kennedy, he knocks it in. Amon will skate after it. Can he get it? He did. He tried centering it. Kennedy wasn't expecting it. Turned back over to the Pirates. Now a shot by Turmel. No good. And it gets knocked down to the other end of the ice. Amon skates in. Turmel has it. Wow, that stick went flying of Amon's. He's got to get it. He's just skating around right now. This puck deflected into the netting as it deflected off of one of the Pirate sticks. And we'll have a face-off down low with 51 seconds to go in this second period of play. 5-4 is our score.
Pirates are starting to leave Stone Cold players wide open in the high slot, and Schausening is one of them. And you certainly don't want to leave him up there all by himself. He's already got two tonight.
Face-off between Amon and Rogenbach goes in favor of Rogenbach. Stone Cold able to knock it back in, and we have a whistle for icing, I believe.
Now you have to be over the center ice line to dump that puck in, and he dumped it from behind the center ice line. Yeah, it's just kind of like they're just still feeling each other out a little bit here. I mean, they're going back and forth real quick, but and we had a few checks, but not too many.
They'll start to feel that pressure when we get in that third period, but I think for this final minute, they're just going to continue to kind of knock it around. Strusting, though, playing so hard. He's playing hard both defensively and offensively. Under 30 seconds to go now in this second period of play. Harbor Beach with it. Beckler gets it over to Rogenbach at center. It's now taken by Miller. Here comes Strusnik. 3-on-2. Shot on goal. Wide right. Slapper from the far right side. No good. And the Pirates clear it. 10 seconds to go. Oh, a great steal by Esemacher. He skates in. And he missed, but he wound up in the goal. And we'll have a stoppage of play with 5.6 to go in this second period.
I think they took Esemacher. They took Esemacher right into the net over top the goaltender. And I think Brown is going to go.
Yes, he will. Dan Brown will go into the box for a few minutes. And what was the call?
2 minutes for...
Sucking from behind in an automatic misconduct.
Ah, there you go. Checking from behind, a 2 minute checking from behind penalty, which comes with an automatic misconduct penalty.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep, there's 2 minutes on the clock. Somebody that was on the ice is going to serve the 2 minutes, and then the 10 minute misconduct will start. So they're going to lose him for most of the...
They won't have him till a final minute then. Well, we have that face-off, and that's the buzzer, so we'll head to the third period of play. 5-4 is our score. We'll be back with more of the championship between Stone Cold and Harbor Beach right here on WLEW.
School students, always be a winner with the world's number one photographer, TSS Photography in Ubley. Jerry and Deborah Ozentoski and TSS Photography can take outstanding photos for your sports, graduation, or whatever event you desire. TSS Photography has a quick turnaround time, a proven system for the perfect picture, hassle-free with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. TSS Photography does many Thumb Area School Sports Program picture days. Whether it's football, soccer, basketball, golf, track, local hockey, and more, you're always a winner with TSS Photography of Ubley.
He shoots! He scores!
You'll wear your team's name and logo with pride when designed by Rick's Graphics. At Rick's Graphics, there are no digitizing fees and embroidery orders up to 10,000 stitches with a minimum of 6 items per order. Order 4 dozen or more embroidered hats for your team or business for $4.50 each. Screen printed t-shirts in single color one side for $7 each. Give your team or company a shot at scoring an impressive image. Call Rick's Graphics in downtown Elkton at 375-2200.
Pressure. It's the deadline your boss gives you at work. It's what you feel while in a close game while everyone's counting on you to make the big play. But it's not something you want while making a major decision like a car purchase. That's why you need to see Dan Braden at Wolverine Auto Brokers and Service Center across from Norman's and Bad Axe. You'll find the nicest pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans at the low prices you're looking for at Wolverine Auto.